Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. And this is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church. And we're going to get ready to call our worship to order down. We're going to have a short devotion, a song of scripture, and a prayer. And then we're going to go into our worship service. Just 1 second. God bless everyone. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. I give reverence to God, who is the head of our life, and to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone. I just give praise and glory to God on today. Amen. This is our devotion.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
It is, Father, to help the dead, Father. My granddaddy's grace.
Amen, amen. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of God, of the God. For great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet have he respected unto lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemy, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thy own hand. I have just read you from Psalms 138 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, I come this afternoon, Lord, humble before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive me for every, forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you today. Lord, we come, Lord, just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. Father, I first of all come binding up the strong man from this radio broadcast on today. Father, I bind the witch, the wizard, the warlock, everything that is trying to attack this radio broadcast. I bind you up now and I cast you out. I command you to go and never to return. In the name of Jesus, I bind you now. You have no power, no authority over this radio broadcast. And Father, I bind the strong man from our lives in the name of Jesus. He have no power, no authority over us in the name of Jesus. I stump on the neck of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. The Father gave us authority to tread over serpents and scorpions, and I tread over you today in the name of Jesus. You have no power in the name of Jesus. So go all the way to hell in the name of Jesus. Father, I just come now asking you to anoint our radio broadcast. Lord, send your anointing today, Father. Send your anointing now, Lord. Send the Holy Spirit. Let it fall on us today, Lord. We need you, and we can't make it without you today, Lord. And we need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to shift this atmosphere, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send the Holy Ghost now. In the name of Jesus, just tune everything out of your mind and everything out of our hearts, Lord. Move in this radio broadcast on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I give you praise, Lord, and I give you glory. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice today. I ask you right now, Lord, to cover them in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels right now, Lord, all around about them to protect them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise, Lord, and we give you glory today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to let me, Deborah, decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on today. We have no authority of ourselves. only through Christ Jesus. And I thank him today for giving me whatever I need to move in by the Spirit. I thank and praise God on today for his anointing. I thank and praise God for the Spirit of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I thank him for the shed blood on today. I thank him right now for the lifter up of our heads, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He the lifter up of our heads in the name of Jesus. I give him praise and I give him glory. Hallelujah. I give him praise and I give him glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory, Lord. We thank you today. We thank you. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Magnify your name on today. Hallelujah. I give you glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise, God. Oh, yes, you are awesome, God, and I give you praise on today. We're going to go right into our testimony service today. We just thank and praise God. I thank and praise him on today. He is such an awesome God, and I give him glory. Hallelujah. I give him praise on today. God is amazing. God is amazing. He is an awesome God, and I thank him today. I have so many things to thank God for. He's so awesome. Telling you, woke me up this morning, gave me a mind to pray, to call on his name. When he woke me up, it was enough. Believe me, it was enough. I just thank God. I thank God on today. He is such an awesome God, and I had the use and the activities of my limbs. I thank God. I could have been not even woke up. I could have been dead. But God spared my life. He made Odette behave. I thank God. So many things could have happened. But God, I give my praise on today. He is an awesome God. And when I say awesome, I feel good. Hallelujah. I feel blessed by the best. Too blessed to be stressed. And I thank God today. I just thank him. Yes, Lord, I give him glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He deserves all of our praises. He deserves all of our praise. I thank God on today. Do we have any more testimony today? Anybody? Well, I'm telling you, I thank God. He's such an awesome God. He's such an awesome God. And I feel just blessed. I'm just telling you, I feel just blessed. And I thank God. I thank God. So I'm going to play a song, and we're gonna just go, move right along in our service, because I can keep on testifying. I can keep right on testifying. I can testify all day and all night. It still won't time up for all the stuff that he's done for me. So I just thank God today that he's allowing me to even testify. God is so good. He's an awesome God. I thank him on today. I'm going to have a song, and then I'm going to go into our message on today.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord.
Never lose. Not one time will he lose. Not God. He fight our battle. He said the battle don't belong to us, but it belongs to him. And I thank God that he fight every battle that I have. Father, I just come now just asking you now, Lord, to let me decrease that you may increase. And teach us today. Minister to us today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. I'm going to be coming from Psalms 105, from the verse 14 to 16. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He brake the whole staff of bread. Amen. I'm going to be talking about touch not my anointing, do my prophets no harm. The anointing is the only covering. the anointing is the only covering. This is one of the most important verses in the Bible to me. Many, many of the biblical people in the Bible was destroyed because they disregarded this law. Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. When the anointing is upon someone, there is a special mark or a protection or a special shield of protection on them. No true prophet is without this anointing. We're covered. Covered by the blood, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit in the prophet's life. The Holy Spirit in your life makes no difference. Makes you different. It makes you different. It don't make a difference in the prophets, but it makes us different and set apart for God. Set apart for God. So he protects us. He protects us. The Holy Spirit protects us. Abraham in Genesis chapter 20, verse 7, on in there through, it's a few verses in there, where Abraham, you know, he was the prophet, and he went to, I think it was Abimelech. He went up and through there. Let's see. And anyway, the king Abraham already knew that Sarah was so pretty to look at that these kings was going to kill him for Sarah. So he told Sarah, anybody asked her, say that that was her brother, and he would say that was his sister. But when Abraham went up, when Abimelech asked Sarah, she told him just that. So he took Sarah into his quarters, and wasn't, he hadn't touched her or anything, but he took her just to protect Abraham. That's what she thought she was doing. But when God, in the dream, this is the part of a dream now that we're going to be talking about next week. But in the dream, God went to Abimelech and said, wait a minute, you must want to die. He said, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. So Abraham was the prophet, but Sarah was his wife. And so they were married, they were one. And anything you have to do, you married and you're a prophet, you won. God protecting your spouse, he protecting your husband, he protecting your wife. If you're a prophet, you won. And God got that shield of protection around you both. So he told Abimelech, God did. He said, you must want to die. This is the day for you to die. If you don't let Abraham's wife go, if you don't let... And he was trying to explain to the Lord, they told me that they were sisters and brothers. And God said, I don't care what they told you. You should have found out the true thing, the truth. Because you bring it, ain't nothing going to happen in your area, in your country, whatever they had, in your nation or city, whatever it is. Nothing but a famine going to come. If you don't let them go, I'm going to bring a plague on this place that you never seen before. So Abimelech was so afraid the next morning when he got up that morning, he called all his servants and all of his people together, and he let them know what Abraham and Sarah had did. So he went and got Sarah. He told the Lord, he said, I haven't touched her. He said, I don't care if you haven't. You still got her, and she's not yours. So he told, God told him, you better get her out of here before much worse can happen to you. So he got all, got Sarah. He gave Abraham, some cattle and some oxen and some food and some men service, some women service, maid service. He gave him a silver, and he told him, he said, all this land, for you can see, is mine. He said, you can stay in, on any of it. But what he was doing was showing respect for the prophet. See, people don't know how they supposed to treat a prophet of God. But they have to be a prophet of God now. They can't be sitting up there saying, I'm a prophet, and not a prophet. But a prophet of God, God protects them. He covers them in the blood. He got a shield of protection all the way around a prophet. He said, touch not my anointed. God anointed every prophet that he called. Everyone, he ordained them, and he anointed them. So we have no business talking about them, saying nothing against them. We have no business touching the husband or the wife. They don't know what kind of trouble they in. When I tell you, and there's so many prophets in the Bible like David. David, he was after God's heart, but he did wrong. And we're not all perfect. So many of us do wrong. But we have to run and repent. And I'm talking about myself first, because I have to run to repent, because I can think negative. I can say negative things. I can do wrong. I have to repent. I have to repent. So when Samuel went and told David all what he had did, when he lay with Bathsheba, all of that. But then he took a man's wife and all this. But then there is Saul. He was king. David could have killed him I don't know how many times, but he respected the king. I'm not going to say that Saul was a prophet. He did prophesy. That's right. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And David respected him. As many times as he attempted to kill David, David still respected him. But we're not, because David knew not to touch God's anointing. You cannot touch God's anointing. You cannot do that. I don't care who you are, what you do. You cannot. And if they do anything, just like Saul was against David, God saw Saul. Everything he could do to David, God saw him. He saw him. And that's why Samuel went to Saul and told him to stop, because it was something Saul wanted. He wanted Samuel to tell him this and that and when this was going to happen and when that was going to happen. And God said, Samuel said, just wait. He went to a soothsayer or sorceress or somebody and tried to get her to tell him. And that's when he messed up. But he messed up even before then, because God had told him to go in a camp and kill everybody and don't leave not no animals, no babies, no nothing. Kill everybody. But he took some animals, talking about to sacrifice. And that's not what God told him. And that's when God says he can't be king over Israel. And that's when he chose David to be king over Israel. But you cannot, I'm telling you, you cannot touch God's anointing. Today it is the Holy Ghost who has anointed all prophets and all who have ever received the anointing.
Some have failed. Sin has marked, or their lives have taken over their lives. Pride has led some of them astray. But some of them, some of that original anointing is still in the depths of their spirit. Therefore, be careful never to touch one who has once been anointed. Don't even touch them. If they ain't still prophesying, if they doing all kind of crazy stuff, do not cut off a piece of their of their skirt, and that means do not do them no harm. Don't use your tongue like a sword to reveal their nakedness. And that's what he's saying. Don't talk about them. Don't go against them. Don't say nothing. Because David could have did a whole lot to Saul, but he didn't do it because he knew that God would get him. And what I'm trying to say is be careful. We have to be careful out there. We have to be careful what we do, what we say. We have to be careful. And even, I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. Half of my children and grandchildren are prophet. I have to be careful not to say things, certain things. Certain things God ain't gonna say nothing, but certain things he will. So I have to be careful myself not to say bad things and go out in the street talking against my family, my prophet family, any of them. Because God say, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. Even all the stuff that I know prophets have done to me, past the prophets, all the stuff they done to me, prayed against me. The ones, I don't know if God called them or not, but they prayed against me, a lot of them. But now some of them going through a lot of things. Because he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. We cannot do this. And we got to live a certain way so people won't, because like I say, I don't want nobody jealous of me. I don't want to put that thing on where people can be jealous of me. I try to stay back. I try to stay low. I try to stay humble because whatever I got, I ain't trying to offend nobody. I'm just trying to have what I got and do what I do. Get back off of them because I tell you what, it's prophets out here that don't even know they prophets. We have to be careful because, honey, we got to answer to God when we touch his anointed. He anointed them. He called them from their mother's womb. We have to be careful, and we have to do what we can to help a prophet. When you help a prophet, you get a prophet's reward. I don't care what you do. I don't care how they look. They might be standing on the corner. You don't know if they God called them to be a prophet or not. I've seen preachers. They was wine heads then, but they preaching now. Might be prophesying at this point. But I remember when they was on the corner with the wine, a Rose O'Grady box. Don't tell me that God will take a demon out of his pulpit and get a person out the corner and clean them up and put his word in their heart. We cannot touch his anointing and do his prophet no harm. Anybody that God's anoint, that he anoints, we better not touch him. We better not say nothing. We can't do it. Mm-mm. We better not do it. No, because God is good. And here's the word. If we'll study the word, he'll open up our understanding. It ain't no excuse for this kind of stuff. No excuse. Not no excuse. That's why I repent all the time. Because things like this, stuff like this, we can mess up. Oh, we can mess up now. I know I can. So I run and I'm going to hurry up and repent. Every time I think about something. Every time I think about anything that I've done, I try to repent right then because it'll slip your mind. The devil, take it away. We need to ask God forgiveness more than one time a day. anytime you think about something you've done wrong, because most of y'all props. And believe me, when it comes to prophets, when it comes to his leaders, we have to make sure that we're doing the right thing. We have to make sure, because the leader's going to get it worse than just a lady, because we leading people and they watching us. Just like God watching us, somebody out here in the world, somebody out in the street is looking at your life, looking at it. So you got to make sure you standing firm on the word of God. He say, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. Don't do it. Pray for them. He said, when you're strengthened and when you make it, strengthen your brother. Supposed to help somebody. When we see them doing this and we see them doing that, we got to help somebody. We got to help them. He said it. I don't care what they've done to us. We got to go back and encourage your brother. Go back and lift your brother up. Go back and help your brother. However the need is, you help them if you can. But pray for them. We all need it all the time. Pray every minute, every second, every hour of the day. We got to strengthen each other. We got to pray for each other. But most of all, we better not touch the anointing of God. Apostle, prophet, bishop, pastor, teacher, preacher, whatever it is, if God anointed them, he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. It don't have to be a prophet. Anybody that got the anointing rests on them, the Holy Spirit rests on them, leave them alone. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. That's what you. We have to do this. We have, and this in the word of God. This is Psalms 105, verse 15. Touch not my anointing, do my prophets no harm. They do wrong, but we got to let God handle them. We got to let God, he see them. He see them. And look, I'm the first one. I'm the first one. I'm talking, preaching to myself. We got to do this. We can't sit around and mess with the anointed people of God. It's in the word of God. This law right here always gets somebody in trouble. Because the first thing they do, and the devil used them to do, is pull the prophet down, pull the anointed down, pull the apostle down, pull the pastor down, pull the bishop down. Say something like this and do this like that. Oh, they ain't doing nothing, girl. They just this. Okay. We better repent. That's all I got to say. Because we want to stay in the will of God. Say, dear Jesus, they did the prophet. He everything. He our king. He our God. He our prophet. Everything. Priest. Redeemer, they did him the same way, even in his own hometown. Called him a son of a carpenter. He was. Joseph was a carpenter. They wouldn't accept him for nothing else until they really found out he was the savior of the world. But they said all kind of things. And then at the end, they was like crucifying. Kill him. Crucify him. Let the other robber go, murderer go. But crucify Jesus. Crucify him. Kill him. He ain't no good. We don't want him. Touch my anointed. Don't touch it. And do my prophets no harm. Touch not my anointed. And do my prophet no harm. They killed it by him. He didn't have to let them do it. But he did it, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Touch not my anointing, and do my prophets no harm. They did it. Jesus is the most anointed person in the earth, and they crucified him. But honey, they better run and hope God allow them to repent, because they killed his only begotten son, crucified him. And said all kind of manner of evil against him. Spit on him, whooped him, beat him, pulled his hair out his head and face, did all kind of stuff to him, the Savior of the world, the Messiah, Emmanuel. Touch not my anointing. This is what I'm saying. Kurt, what it look like, who they look like. Be afraid to talk about people. Be afraid, and I'm not talking about even the ones just the ones you know. I'm talking about those that look funny and strange. They kind of get on your nerves. Be a little skeptical about that, because you don't know if they angels, who they are, the anointed of God. You don't know who they are, but pray for them. Be slow to speak. Slow to think negative. Touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. We don't know who the people are, but we know God got people everywhere. Not one excuse for us. So I thank God today that Jesus didn't come down off the cross, that he died for us, that he died for our sins, that he didn't come down. He stayed right there. I don't know when he died. He stayed right there 3 days, and he died. On the third day, he died. He got up out of the grave. God got his son up. And when he got him up, he had all power in his hand. Power to live right. He was the more anointed than he ever was. Power to walk right. Power to save us. Power and authority that God has given him. Jesus had. When he got up, he had to show some of them who he was. He went down to hell and came back with all that power and authority that God had given him. I thank God today that he said, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. I thank him today, because we would have been whooped, beat, killed, stabbed, shot, stumped on everything but God. But Jesus died for our sins. I thank God that he died. I thank him that he sent his son. I thank him today. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I thank God for Jesus. I thank him for the shed blood today. God is so good. We got to remember, I don't care who. I don't care what they look like. I don't care what they smell like. I don't care what they sound like. It could be God's anointing. Be careful today. Be careful today, for you don't know who it is. You don't know who it is. We got to thank God for his mercy and his grace, because he got angels out here. He got angels, and God got a special protection around all his prophets. Yes, he does. He got a special protection over his prophets. That means not nobody touch him. And when he got a protection on his prophets, that means his wife or his husband too, they're protected. So we got to remember that. I thank God today. It just came up in my spirit. It just come up in my spirit about this, the prophet, the anointing of God, the anointing of God. Don't have to be the prophet. Could be the apostle. Could be the pastor. Could be the teacher, the preacher, the missionary, whoever God anointed. He said, touch them not, because they belong to me. I got them for my use. Don't you touch them. So I thank God today. Thank him today. And I want us to keep that in mind. When we see somebody, oh, they look so, I don't care how they look. I don't even care what they smell like. I don't care what they're doing. But it might be God's anointing. So we got to be careful. We supposed to love everybody with the love of Christ anyway. So I just thank God on today. I thank God on today for the anointing of God. Open up our understanding, Lord. I give him praise today, and I give him glory. We're going to go right into our prayer. Father, we give you glory today, and we give you praise. We magnify your holy name on today, Lord, and we just thank you today. We give you praise. We give you worship today, Lord. We just thank you for this, the worship service today. We thank you for your anointing, Lord. We thank you for letting your spirit fall. We just thank you for letting the power fall today. We give you praise and glory. And we thank you for letting the power fall down on us today. And we thank you today, Lord, for letting your spirit fall, God. And I give you glory and I give you praise today. And I will worship you today, Lord. And I bless your holy name today. And we give you worship and we give you praise. And we give you worship, Lord, and we give you praise. And we bless your holy name today. And Father, I just thank you for everyone, Lord, and under the sound of my voice on today. And I ask you right now to keep them all covered in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I ask you to cover everyone on this radio broadcast. I ask you to cover their families in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels, Lord, all around about us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now. I don't care what they're doing, Lord. I ask you to keep them covered. I don't care what they're going, where they're going. I ask you to cover their cars and trucks and buses and planes, Lord. And if they walk and are standing on the corner, I ask you to keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you right now. I thank you even on the school ground, on their jobs, on the playground, in the grocery store, wherever they at, Lord. And I ask you to keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. Put your protection all around them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, in the name of Jesus, every apostle, every prophet, every bishop, every pastor, every preacher, every teacher, every evangelist, every missionary, every priest, Lord, I ask you that you called them and you ordained, Lord. I ask you to keep them covered under the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you, and we can't make it. I know we need you, Lord. We need you right now, Lord. We need you to be a doctor right now, Lord. All these sick people, people dying, people sick in the hospitals every day, day in, day out, Lord. We need you to heal, Lord. We need to touch the hem of your garment. All you got to do is just pass by, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and they'll be healed, Lord. Send your anointing. When your anointing is present, it's present to heal. It's present to deliver. It's present to set free. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you praise today. And we give you glory today, Lord. We just thank you right now. Thank you for moving them. Thank you for moving them. Thank you for answering every prayer, every request. In the name of Jesus, you know what we need, God. You know what they need, Lord. In the name of Jesus, some need you for one thing, and some need you for another. And I'm asking you right now to do it for them, Lord. Do it for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we don't have nobody but you. We ask you to do it right now, God. In the the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name on today. We give you glory and we give you praise. We magnify you today. We worship you today. We ask you to go behind the prison walls in the name of Jesus. We ask you to go behind where the penal institutions, in the nursing homes, those where the COVID people are. Lord, we ask you right now to send your angels, Lord, and touch right now, heal right now, deliver right now, Lord. Send your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Send your word, Lord, and send your word, Lord, and send it now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need you for everything. We can't do nothing without you, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. Can't do nothing without you. Can't do nothing without you, Lord. We need you today. We need you today. Lord, I'm asking you to strengthen us, Lord. Where we weak, build us up. Where we torn down, Lord, just Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us. Just lead us in the things that we need to know and do. In the name of Jesus, we asking you to help us, Lord, and live a holy life. We asking you now, Lord, to help us live right and help us live holy. We need your help, Lord, and we can't do it without your Holy Spirit. We need you right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to bless our enemies today. Bless those that try to despitefully misuse us, Lord. And bless those that say all manner of evil against us, Lord. And I'm asking you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, and I ask you to bless President Trump, bless his wife and family, Lord, and bless everybody that have rule over us, Lord, and bless their families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know you're still in control, God, and you always have, and you always will be. And I thank you on today. I thank you, Lord. I give you praise. I give you glory today. It's so many people out there in danger, Lord, and all of the nurses and doctors all over the earth, in the name of Jesus, taking care of the people, Lord. And I'm asking you to cover them and their families, in the name of Jesus, all the babies in the neonatal intensive care unit, God, in the cancer wards and things like that. I'm asking you to touch and heal today. I know you're a healer because you heal me, and I thank you for it on today, and I thank you for healing me, and I thank you, Lord. I give you praise today, and I thank you for strengthening me today, and I thank you, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord, for lifting me up in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I give you glory, glory. Hallelujah. I give you praise on today. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise today. Nobody like you, God. Nobody can hold me like you hold me. Nobody, Lord, can do what you do. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for blessing my siblings and all of my family, Lord, all of them, Lord, all of my spiritual children, and all of my God children, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, just cover them, Lord, and my grandchildren and great-grand, and keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus today, and in the name of Jesus. Then I ask you to bless them, Apostle Deans, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Oh, yes, Lord, and thank you for protection around the both of us, God. In the name of Jesus, I just give you glory, hallelujah, and I give you praise, and bless my neighbors and all over the neighborhood. Cover this region, God, and cover the earth, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. I just thank you today. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, thank you, hallelujah. I pray for Pastor Saul Lewis, Lord. I ask you right now to keep him and his wife covered in the shed blood of Jesus, and he camp your angels all around about him and all the children and his family, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, you know who he is, and you know who they are, Lord. in the name of Jesus. You know what they stand in need of. I ask you to keep all of them covered in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you today. I thank you for just your time. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for you listening to us. I thank you for answering every prayer request. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I give you praise on today. I give you glory. Hallelujah. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I just thank God on today. I thank God today. I just thank God for his word. I thank God today. I thank God for this worship service. I thank him today. I give God praise on today. I just want to let everybody know, hallelujah, all of my family, hallelujah. I just thank God for you on today. Oh, yeah, because God going to get us so close together that one can't fall for the other. Oh, yeah, hallelujah. Yes, God, because God going to just, he gonna bring us close, hallelujah, close up. In the name of Jesus, everything that's not right with me or anybody else, hallelujah, God gonna move it for us, hallelujah. Yes, God, I thank God on today. We're gonna be a close-knit family, hallelujah. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah. I give him glory and I give God praise on today. So we got to be still, stand still, and let God do everything that he needs to do. In the name of Jesus, he going to do it. We ain't got to do nothing. We ain't got to say nothing. And watch God work and how he moves. Hallelujah. Watch this thing happen. Hallelujah, because he said he would. In the name of Jesus, I give him glory. Hallelujah. Even the ministry going to take off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because I feel the elevation. Hallelujah. I feel what God said he would do. Hallelujah. And I thank God for just clearing my eyes that I can see clearer. I thank him today. I give God praise, huh, and glory, huh? He is a good God. He's so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Hallelujah. I give God praise, and we got to stay praying together, a family that pray together, stay together. I thank him today. I thank him today. We cast down and we bind every demonic force that think they're going to attack this family. The devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. We bind you up. I bind every stronghold. In the name of Jesus, you have no power. I said you had no power. In the name of Jesus, I said it. Hallelujah. I give God glory. Hallelujah. And I send angels up to every home. Hallelujah. That's on this radio broadcast. Lord, send your angels. Hallelujah. Your angels. Hallelujah. And let them encamp around about them all in their houses. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I hear God say the closeness. The closeness. I hear him. Hallelujah. He said, close knit. It's going to be like he's going to knit us together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you. I just thank and praise God for each one of you on this radio broadcast. Hallelujah. Y'all know I praise him. Hallelujah. If I have to praise him all by myself, I give God praise. Hallelujah for this day. Hallelujah. A day that we have never seen before. I just thank him today. Yes, God. Yes. He said, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. We got to remember that. Amen. I just thank God for all of you that is on the radio broadcast. And I thank God for you being patient with me. Y'all know how I get just carried away, but it's all right because I just thank God. I give him glory on today. So we're going to get ready to close out now. We give God praise. Lord, we just thank you. I thank you for each one of them. I thank you for every voice that's on this radio broadcast.
Lord, I ask you to just cover them, bless them, Lord. Heal them, Lord, deliver them. Lord, you know what they need, Father. Lord, they have requests. They got things that they want and they want and they need. Lord, I'm asking you today, Father. I'm asking you, God, to bless them with what they need, Lord. Bless them what they stand in need of, Lord. They need you for different things, God. Just bless them. Give them what they need, God. Just bless them today and keep them covered. Lord, Lord, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. I just thank God for you all. Amen. Amen. God love you and I love you too. You all just go in peace. God is such an awesome God. And he's doing what he's supposed to do. I just thank God on today. I'm just so full because I know he's going to bless. He's going to bless. And I love him today. So you all just go in peace. God works.
Sometimes I feel like it seems like my faith just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm doing? And then he said, one more day, one more day. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please stop my hand. And the Lord I see, yeah, I am. Sometimes I feel like I'm all alone, just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please don't forgive me, friends, I'm just trying to make it through. Oh, that's when he told me, oh, one more prayer, oh, my child, I'm preparing you for my life. And when you can't hear my voice, please just come my plan. I am the Lord, I see you, and yes, I am. I got the whole world in my hands. Oh, yeah.